Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Audrey Nowakowski, and this week we look into the question, is Walker's Point really a gay neighborhood? Asked by listener Hannah Katona. So to tackle the question, I called upon Michael Takash, author of LGBT Milwaukee, and we took a drive to Walker's Point.
Well, shall we go explore?
Sure.
One thing to consider was how we define neighborhoods. If you think the population identifies neighborhoods, Walker's Point is mainly Hispanic. However, if you view businesses and the communities they serve as the neighborhood, well, then that's a different story going back to downtown post-World War II.
The original gay neighborhood, if you would, which was the 400 block of North Plankinton, had already been flattened for the freeway. The second gay neighborhood, moving further south down 2nd Street to the 100 and 200 south blocks, had really matured. I mean, at one point there were 7 bars within a 1-block radius.
Takash notes that throughout Milwaukee's history, gay bars were in fact everywhere from downtown to the north side.
And when we talk about a gay neighborhood, it starts with that sense of community, a place you can go where you'll feel welcome and safe and respected, and where people will care that you came.
Decades ago, Walker's Point didn't have a sense of place other than as an industrial operation with a diverse workforce that came and went.
So it really is not shocking that by the 1950s and 1960s, this is where you start to see LGBT businesses in the form of, quote, gay bars, end quote, showing up and starting to take hold, because by that time, the neighborhood had become almost forgotten. It was a perfect place to hide in plain sight.
The first gay bar in Walker's Point was the Nightbeat on 9th and National, a women's bar that opened in 1959.
Which is astonishing. I mean, that's almost 60 years ago, and the owners were very brave to do this and faced some opposition from the neighborhood over there.
Your Place, or YP on 1st and National, was the second gay bar that opened in 1965. During the time, gay bars had a reputation of being mafia-run, seedy, dark, dangerous places. And while some were certainly like that, Your Place was actually a family operation run by a gay couple and their Hungarian immigrant parents.
They kept out the hustlers. They treated people much better than they expected to be treated. They welcomed people who had no families. They welcomed people who had nowhere to go on the holidays. And they really created a community.
Bill Wardlow has been the owner of the Gay Bar Fluid for 18 years. When it first opened in 1998, the neighborhood was mostly abandoned industrial buildings and bars. So I asked him if he thought Walker's Point is a gay neighborhood.
I believe it is. If you're gay and you want to come out and relax, whatever atmosphere you like, there's something for you here.
Wardlow says that while being gay-friendly once made Walker's Point distinctive, most neighborhoods can claim that today.
And I think every place is pretty much gay-friendly now. Every bar is something different for you, whatever that is. And that's what I like about Walker's Point, and that's why I've stayed here. Everybody's really cool. I feel welcome.
So, based on our explorations and however you may define a neighborhood, there's no doubt that the LGBT community has held a place in Walker's Point for much of Milwaukee's history.
I can guarantee you that even though some of the landmarks that are here have disappeared, and some of the elders and people and business owners who made this the destination have also left us, the legacy is still here. And the city is very, very lucky to have a neighborhood this vibrant, this diverse, and this attractive.
Bubbler Talk is a production of WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Do you have a question about our city that you've always wanted answered? Submit it online at WUWM.com and maybe we'll quench your thirst for knowledge.